Dear friends, it is so good. I welcome all of you. Please all find a seat. Every time we meet in peace in God's house, please all of us say thank you, Lord. It's so good to see one another in peace and in health. And this morning, as has been announced, I want to ask you a question. Are you ready? How is your prayer life? Or do you have one? Do you have such a thing as a prayer life? Oh, my friends, the topic sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? But I want to suggest to you to consider. If you have no proper prayer life, you have not begun to live the proper life yet. And that is a sad thing, isn't it? We are called out of darkness to be children of God. And what child does not speak to the Father? You think that's very strange, isn't it? The Lord Jesus says, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven except you be converted to be a little child. Now, all you parents understand this. If you wake up in the morning and your three-year-old child ignores you altogether, you say something very strange. And that does not happen, does it? Oh, yes, every child understands this. And yet, the Heavenly Father awaits all of us. In the second part of this morning's reading, the Lord impresses on us why we should persevere in prayer, and not just that, but to have a very organized, if you may say so, prayer life, something that is as important as eating. Did anyone forget breakfast? No. And yet in my ministry, whenever there is opportunity, I ask members, and not all of them have a prayer life, I can assure you that. Say, Pastor, you pray for me. As though that they can commit their prayer to me, and that's it. But all of us should examine ourselves. Do we really have a prayer life that is like that of a child? Every child understands this. On the waking, I'm talking of the real child. 2, 3, 4 years old. First thing is mother, father, because they are the source of your life, and therefore you look for him. So here the Lord says, I say to you, be a child. Ask, you will get it. Seek, you find it. Knock, your Father will open to you. Now, this is a basic understanding of prayer. How is your prayer life? I thank God I learned prayer as a child. Mother's example, I never forget. And I say this to encourage mothers. Please, whatever you do today will be seen in the years to come, 10, 15, 20 years later. But you got to do it today with your child. Pray as you want your child to pray. Mother, in her days, never omitted the afternoon time when she would close the room and pray, kneeling on the floor and praying. And now that picture never leaves your mind, you know. When I went to school, she taught me to pray and say, in everything by prayer and supplication. Very strangely, one day I was assigned a little task by grandfather. As I have said this so many times, all of you know that we grew up with grandfather. Father and mother were in Senai, the place where the airport is, in Johor. And grandfather says, you take this spade, go and do some work for me, digging the ground. When I finished, and I had to return the spade, wow, no spade, disappeared. For a six-year-old child, it was disaster. How can a peer before grandfather and say, "Grandfather, lost your spade"? Impossible. I searched around the garden. I could not find it, just could not. And in desperation, as a six-year-old, what do you do? I said, "Hey, mother," said, "pray." I said, "Lord, please." I closed my eyes and prayed. I said, "Lord, I want to find that spade. Where is it?" When I finished praying, that spade was just in front of me. You cannot believe it, but this memory does not leave me. Now, coming to grandfather. Now, these stories are very, touching in a way. We live in Hougang, you know, where that is, Upper Serangoon Road. And going to Anglo-Chinese school, it takes you about 20 minutes by bus. And we have to be very early. That morning, I said, "Grandfather, goodbye, we're going to school." "No, grandson, you haven't prayed. Come back." I said, "We are late." "Never mind late, come." After that, of course, we missed the bus. Went to school late, got a scolding. But after that, you never forget. Forget what? Get up a little earlier and prepare your routines a bit faster so that grandfather is waiting and you are not late. So that's it. That settles it forever. Prayer before going to school. How many of you parents pray with your children before they go to school? Now, that is the lesson. My friends, I want to say this. Prayer life is the most important item in a Christian's agenda. Do you agree to that? Most important. And yet, I want to say this. It is the most neglected part of the agenda. Most neglected. Many people tell me, "No time lah. Too busy." Yes? I agree. If you are too busy to pray, you are too busy. And I said, nobody should be too busy. We all should be busy. But to be too busy means you are excessively busy. That's no good. So, it is a matter of priority. My dear friends, you have needs in the morning, surely. You know, we have needs through the day. And how can you say, "I pray in the evening before sleep, then I pray"? And too often, halfway through the sleep, you sleep. Yep, too tired. No, my dear friends, prayer life means living and walking and talking with the Lord through the day. And I mean every word of what I said. The sooner our Christians here understand this basic fact, the better it is for your spiritual life. You cannot say, "I'll reserve all my needs. Tonight I'll pray." No, dear friends. You pray all the time. You start in the morning. The first thing is, "Lord, I'm here, ready to speak with you. Are you there?" And you can be sure the Lord is always available, waiting, anxious for you to come to Him. The problem is not with the Lord. The problem is with you. And you say, "I'll pray tonight." No, dear friends, you're missing the whole day of blessing. God wants to bless you through the day, but you've got to speak to Him. Now, God knows your need in the morning, your need at noon, your need in the night, and He surely will answer you. Some who says, "Well, you know, I pray and nothing happens." True? Absolutely true. Too often it's true. "I pray and nothing happens. I ask for a lot of things." I said, dear friends, please, this morning I want to impress on you. Get out of that shopping list attitude. And all the shopping list, you think God is a supermarket. He's not. He's your Heavenly Father waiting to have fellowship with you, to commune with you, to tell you the wonderful things out of His book. But you come with a shopping list and say, "Here it is, Lord. All your needs," and then you go away. Some people think it is the A&E department of the hospital. You know what is A&E? Accident emergency. Whenever you have an accident emergency, you rush to the hospital, just like when you have big problem, then you come to God. No, dear friends, God is not a supermarket. God is not the A&E department, but He is your loving Heavenly Father. And He will answer your prayer as we read just now. Ask, Who? Heavenly Father. What will he do? He'll give to you. This is the promise. God answers prayer in the morning, at noon, at night. So persevere on in prayer. Another common misconception, I want to debunk it right now. Oh, it is only great prophets like Elijah and Moses, then God will answer them and work wonderful things. Only they can do it. I say, right or wrong? Right? No, wrong. Listen to this. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. James 5:17, right? Who says so? God says so. Don't put Elijah on the pedestal and say, only he can pray. I say, God hears your prayer as much as he hears Elijah's prayer. Only difference is, Elijah was called at a time to lead Israel when the whole nation had apostatized. And he stood up, and God had wonderful things to do, and waiting for a man who was brave enough to stand up and against 800 idol worshippers on Mount Carmel, right? Did he do it? Of course. But it was God who called him, and he prayed, whereas the idol worshippers raved and ranted and shouted and through the whole day, and nothing happened. Elijah says, Lord, show these people you are God. And after he said so, fire came down. Elijah was a man of like passions. Please never think Elijah is Superman. He's not. How do I know, you say? The very next day, after he had killed and executed 450 priests of Baal, Jezebel came for him, sent him a message, and immediately Elijah caved in and ran for his life and said, Lord, take my life, take my life. Did God answer him? Yes and no. God did not take his life there and then. God said, you go, I'm with you. But eventually, God took him without death, you know that. Elijah prayed and God withheld the rain for 3.5 years. Then he prayed again and the rain came back. That was Elijah. But he was a man of weak passions like as we are. Even one woman sent him running. So, are you afraid of a woman? Then you are just like Elijah. Now let's see this. God answers prayer in the morning, but you must pray according to his will. Don't give up when you pray. Persevere in prayer. And there are some prayers God will never answer you. Why? This is the confidence. You've got to pray according to his will. Can you see this? This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to my will, or no friends, not your will, not my will, always understand what is God's will. You want somebody to be well, don't you? He's suffering from cancer. You pray, Lord, make him well, and always say, according to your will. While the person wants to get well, that is human, according to the flesh, carnal. Is that wrong? No. Not wrong. We all want to get well and to be with the family, true? But please understand, God has a higher will. And maybe God wants that loved one to be up there in heaven, which is far better. So how do you pray? God, we want him here, want her here. Please heal, but according to your will. Now we read this. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. At the time when Elijah prayed, God wanted to show the people his power. And God put in Elijah's heart to pray with his mouth, Lord, stop the rain. And 3.5 years, no rain. Was it Elijah's power? Not at all. Elijah was the instrument God was the power in all our praying. We are only instruments. And I want you to therefore learn the next point here. The next point is God has a plan. God has a wonderful, everlasting plan that we all are laboring under that plan. This church is here because of that plan. You are saved because of that plan. God has that plan, and we are part of that plan. And that plan is activated by prayer. There is no other way to activate that plan but by prayer. So I give you this. God's plan is for His kingdom. Yes. You remember the Lord's Prayer just now? All right, if you don't, here it is. That Lord's Prayer is a wonderful prayer. You analyze it in order that the plan, that prayer says, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. These are three other priority requests in your prayer every time. Why? We are here because we are part of the plan to bring in the kingdom of God. We are here for no other reason. Understand this, please. You came to church this morning because you have been called out of darkness into God's marvelous light to be a child of God. And what is the purpose of a child of God? First, to identify yourself with this group here that we are children of God. We are part of the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom. And our business is to honor and magnify the name of God. Hallowed be thy name. This is the priority. And we are here to do His will, not our will. We never promote our agenda in this church. Never. Right? So that Lord's Prayer is a wonderful prayer. It gives us a priority. The priority is God's kingdom and His name and His will. Number one. Then comes your needs. God does not say forget about your needs. No. Are they important? Yes. Very important, but there is a priority. It's only you remember God's kingdom, God's will in your life, in the life of this church. Then after that, say, give us this day our daily bread. Daily bread includes everything, your living, your housing, your travel, your entertainment, your holidays. Everything is under the daily bread. That is an inclusive term. Pray for it. After you have remembered God's kingdom, there is a priority. And make this priority your daily prayer life. Please, don't always have a shopping list only. There is nothing wrong with shopping list. But it must be secondary to God's name, God's kingdom, God's will. So I say, revise your prayer method. Do you have a prayer life? When you wake up first thing in the morning, do you pray for God's blessing, God's glory, God's name, God's church, God's kingdom? Do you do that? How much time do you spend in prayer? Don't wait till the end of the day. Please. If it is priority, it should be first thing in the morning. I challenge you to do that. I do not like to give you my own example, but this morning it was 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. And now you say you are old, you don't need sleep, right? Ah, my friends, it's not old or young. It is priority. Priority in prayer life. If you know you belong to the Lord, you must speak to Him. As a child, you're going to speak to Him. It's natural. So I say, please, we must revise our prayer life. God's name, God's kingdom, God's will, make this your priority. And when you do so, you think, where did our church come from? Our church came because there were those who came from Life Church. And they cared for the people in the West. Say, and let's go to the west of the island. And let's go and tell them about Jesus. And let's start a church. I tell you, We had not one cent of endowment to do this church. Not one cent. Now, how do you build this? Let me give you another testimony, right? Answers to prayer. Reverend Philip Heng was our assistant pastor at that time. I was the elder. Together we prayed. We said, Jurong is full. Now we need another place. What shall we do? I said, let's pray. Every day we pray. Then one day we said, let's go. We went to the JTC, Jurong Town Corporation. And there we met with the chairman. And I said, Mr. Chairman, we need a place to do a church. You know what? He showed us a map. And he showed us a piece of ground. How big was it? 98,000 square feet. Multiplied by $200, it is $20 million. He said, you like to have it? Oh, say God, we just prayed for some place and now this is the result of the prayer. So, my friends, I want to impress on you, it is not the person, but it is God's plan. God planned that we should have this place. And so today you see Galilee next door, 49,000 square feet. Calvary next door, 49,000 square feet. Isn't God great? Well, we prayed. And I say, you must learn to pray. When you pray, God works. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. So I want to say, have right priorities. Now this is going to be in conclusion. God's plan is the everlasting plan. We are here because we are part of that everlasting plan. You are here because the gospel reached you. Whatever time it was. For me, it was 1935. The gospel came to me. And I was convicted of my sin. And then I came to the Lord Jesus. I became part of His plan. You are part of His plan. If you are not, please consider. If we have not come to the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and give up all other ways of salvation, do so today. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time, please. So don't wait. God has a plan. May you come into Him today and be part of His great plan, God's plan here. Right? This is His plan. For His kingdom is executed by you and me. God does not ordain that angels come down to preach the gospel. Not at all. God does not use aliens from other planets to come, which are non-existent anyway. God wills that you and I, sinners saved by His marvelous grace, are part of His plan. And how do you execute that plan? God has only one method, not 10 methods, only one. Only one. Prayer. When you obey and say, Lord, here am I. You have saved me. You have brought me out of the miry clay, out of the sinking sand, out of the sea of unbelief. Today I belong to you. Show me what you want me to do. Can you pray that prayer? If you have never, try it. Go on your knees. Ask the Lord to show you. What is your plan, O Lord? What is it? Is your plan to make me a very rich and powerful man, enjoy this life, and have plenty of luxuries? Is that His plan? I dare say no. Yes, I could be in the laps of luxury today if I had wanted to. Many of us can. But as I tell you, God has a better plan for you. That He has reserved all the luxuries for you in the home to come, in His kingdom. You have a part in His kingdom. You have a part in the promotion of His kingdom. That is His plan. And that kingdom will come because of you and me. Not anything else. Yes. Not by the government. The government looks after secular affairs. But heavenly affairs and everlasting matters And the plan of God depends on you and me. And that comes through your prayer life. If you have no prayer life, you cannot be part of this plan. This is the word of God today. And I challenge you, please consider, through prayer, every day consider, Lord, what is your plan? What do you want me to do with my life? I settled this in the year 1938. No turning back. 1968, I gave up the chair. Till now, it is 38 years. A long time. Is it? No, my friends, it's not a long time. It's a very short time. I wish I have another 38 years. I know I don't have another 38 years. But I tell you, every day you serve the Lord is better than the day before. But you must have a prayer life. The moment you pray, God is going to change your life. The moment you pray, God will change your priorities. Then you don't think of how many cars I can have, how big a house I can have, and then make my home very comfortable on earth. I say, forget it. If you know God's will, God's plan, it is far better than having a comfortable life on earth, because that will come to a limit. And one day it comes to an end, and then you ask yourself when you're old and infirm and say, what did I do the whole thing for? What for? What for? For my own comfort? Waste of time. Waste of time. But I say, please, your prayer life is to show you God's plan. As the Lord Jesus says, ask, it shall be given. Ask yourself, God, do you have a plan for me? Answer is yes, but you got to discover it. How? By prayer and by reading the Word of God. So here it is. You make this your priority. Finally, this is the closing challenge. If we have a prayer life, you are going to have your focus on life changed right away. If you have a prayer life where you put Jesus first and priorities are right, this will come very high on the priority. The city of vampires. We spoke about this about 2 years ago. Today, God has given us a church there called Calvary Hanurai Permai Church of Pontianak, Calvary. Registered and legally functioning in the Republic of Indonesia. And there are thousands and thousands of people dying without the gospel waiting. You have a prayer life? Pray about it. You don't have a prayer life? Begin tonight. Begin today. Think of Pontianak. Where is it? Kalimantan. Where is it? Borneo. How far is it? 1 hour away from Pulau Batam. Go to Batam and fly 1 hour. You're there. And there is a mission field waiting for you. But you say, I don't think it is for me. I say, why not? You begin to have a prayer life. Begin to speak to the Lord. And the Lord will speak to you. Yeah, there are so many things you can do. But you never knew. Why? Because simply you have no prayer life. You live for yourself. But God has great things He can do for you. So I say, dear friends, Kalimantan, will you go? Will you give? Will you pray? Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Thou who didst not spare Thine only begotten Son, but sent Him down to this miserable earth, to live and to die for us. Speak to Thy people, we who have received that wonderful salvation grace, who have tasted of the goodness of God, and have this assurance of everlasting life and a place in heaven. Cause us that we may consider Thy will for us, Thy plan in our lives, that in this considering, Thy Holy Spirit will work and we may be changed. And then we will go forth
to do your will. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.